All right. Number 85.
Are we on?
Yeah, we're live.
God, it's been forever.
I know. I was in LA for 3 weeks.
That was a massive, awesome holiday.
Glorious. I got to barbecue and watch the Super Bowl.
And play in the snow.
And play in the snow. I went up the tile and played the snow.
God. We got to play in the snow here, too.
What did you play?
In London.
Yeah?
Yeah. I played throw snowballs at the cars that come down my street. I played that one. That was good. Fun. We actually, yeah, we all went to the roof of our building because, like, no one was doing anything alone. We all went to the roof of the building, made massive snowballs and hucked them down sort of four flights onto the cars that were driving down the road. It's so fun.
And now it's like springtime.
Yeah. Summer's here.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it. Let's play some music. Here's one from Animal Collective. I heard this while I was in LA and I thought it was good.
This is a great track.
Called My Girls.
Girls, I don't see
It's so spacey. It's my kind. That's my kind of headspace that they're in.
It seems like spacey is like the theme of the year, doesn't it?
Well,
like
we definitely have some pretty spacey stuff coming on later in the show.
Yeah,
from that one listener submission or listener recommendation. Mm-hmm. We won't give away the fruit of that just yet.
Won't name names.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
It is a good submission and spacey. Well, spacey.
There's tons of spacey music though, like just out in general these days. Like there's that other. Everyone's raving about this new band, Empire of the Sun.
Oh yeah, I've seen the posters.
It's kind of like MGMT.
I'm into that.
Yeah, it's cool. Like
is MGMT also?
I don't know. I haven't really like fully listened to it.
Mm.
But you can find it. Have you used Spotify yet?
No, I haven't. You're the second person that's recommended it to me, and I haven't gotten through to it yet.
So Spotify is like the new.
I don't know what the new
for music.
It's, yeah,
you get anything you want, like whenever you want,
for free. It seems we've been pining for this for years, and everyone sort of kind of gives it to you, and then there's another guy that gives it to you a little bit better.
Yeah, yeah.
But doesn't it seem so simple? Anything you want,
it's basically iTunes.
Yeah.
But with the library of music is everything that's ever been recorded.
Right, but you don't actually get the MP3 file.
No, but you can listen to it whenever you want.
Yeah, that's true. But is it a good quality?
Who cares if you get it or not?
Is it good quality?
I mean, I guess you can't put it on your MP3, your MP3 player.
Yeah. But soon we'll all be walking around with Wi-Fi chips in our heads anyway, so we'll just be grabbing it. That'll be great.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Was it better than Last FM then?
Well, Last FM doesn't have that much music on it, I find. Like, Last FM is great because it just measures, like, what you listen to and you can, like, find out. But I've kind of gone off Last FM, actually.
I sort of have, too. I don't know why, though. It's just generally I find once it starts going, I get tired of it in about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It tends to lead me some I don't want to be.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, anything you want, whenever you want.
Not really. I think a lot of times I'll search for stuff and they don't have it. So then I have to do a second or a third search. And like.
Yeah, that's happened to me sometimes. But definitely not for like the more classic taste. Like you want to hear a little something normal.
And then you have to spend money in order to actually like, they have like a premium thing that gives you. Yeah. I never do that.
Mm. No, I'm still using MP3s. Site.
I keep forgetting
about it. Talk about anything you want, whenever you want, for free.
Yeah.
It literally give it all to you. But the thing about the one that you're recommending is, can't you build up, like, listen to entire albums?
Yeah.
Straight, yeah.
Yeah, that's
whereas not many places let you do that.
Yeah, they always do one song
or whatever.
Yeah,
they'll do one song.
They don't really organize it by album. Like, I still kind of like the album organization model. Like, I like thinking of, like, a creative set.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that during a period of time they thought of these songs.
Yeah. And this was their artistic like bulk of work.
Yeah.
As one body. Yeah. No, that is valuable. We definitely lost that kind of sense of the album with MP3s.
Yeah. So, on to more music.
Indeed.
What is something you put in?
I found it on my computer. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. Eef Beersley. Eef. I think that I've heard this guy's name.
Eef Barzile.
Yeah, with the umlaut over the Renika pointed out earlier that it's like an anagram for barf easily, sort of. Which is pretty good. She's quick that one.
She's on it. She likes her word games.
Yeah. Check it out. I dig it. And I'd love it if any listeners have heard it before. I'd love it if they'd write in and let me know something about them because I know absolutely nothing other than that good music.
Cool.
1 + 1 = 3. I'm telling you, I know about these things. I have a present for you to wear upon your wrist, a bright red string. I'll be your numerologist, your spirit. We could have known each other in another life. Again. be your numerologist, your spirit guide. We could have known each other in another.
Sentences together.
Start to.
Like, seriously, it's in her head, the whole sentence thing.
Yeah. Happy day. Yes, that happy day. She's happy trying to day. Say happy birthday.
Oh.
Happy day to you.
Happy day.
It's nobody's birthday today, but yeah, why not?
Yeah, so that was Mr. Eve. Mr. Barth Easily.
Eve Barzili.
Yeah. Eve Barzili.
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 It's definitely French.
It's actually a pretty cool first name, Eve.
Yeah.
I'd be down with that.
Yeah.
I
like that track.
Yeah. You know, the rest, it's all good. I listened to about 4 or 5 of his tracks, and they all are of that sort of cut of the jib, and I dig it, yeah. It's
a similar ilk.
Similar ilk, yes. Sailing in the same sea. So, yeah, man. Oh, hey, I meant to tell you, I saw a great show the other day.
What's that?
Have you ever heard this band, Acoustic Ladyland?
It sounds familiar. Isn't that a...
They're playing around... They play around London every once in a while, but the thing
wasn't
is...
Electric Ladyland that was...
Well, Electric Ladyland was the Jimi Hendrix album. Yeah. But this band, Acoustic Ladyland, it's kind of... Well, I guess there is a bit of similarity in that. I think it's a 4-piece, maybe 5-piece. I was kind of drunk when I saw them. And so there were like 10 of them. But the guy that heads it is... He's a saxophonist. And normally, I hate saxophone.
Oh, really?
It's like I have this Kenny G sort of reaction to saxophone players. Like,
well, you haven't spent enough time listening to Morphine then.
Oh no, I love Morphine, but that's an oboe.
No, it's a baritone. It's a baritone sax.
I thought that was an oboe.
No, it's not an oboe.
I heard it was an oboe. Anyway. But this guy, I was a little leery of going to see a saxophone based band, but this guy is insane. He plays it like Jimi Hendrix. I mean, he seriously makes the thing talk like you've never heard.
Really?
It was incredible. The crowd was packed in there. Uh-huh. I really recommend it. You can find them on MySpace, of course.
Cool.
Yeah, and if you ever get a chance to see them live, actually their live show is a lot cooler than I think their recorded material.
Oh yeah. I know. I can't see live music as much these days with the little girl. It's frustrating. I feel like it's diminishing my making it harder for me it's making it harder for me to do the podcast, for me to pick, you know, find new music.
For you to walk down the street.
You know?
I know.
But I still love having a kid. But certainly is having a contributor is why we're only doing this now every month instead of every
every week
or whatever, you know.
Yeah. Well, one day you're going to be able to go out to shows with her. She'll be buying tickets.
We did take her to a summer festival last summer, and that was really fun. Mm-hmm. And she's now, she at least is walking. So that's a help. But I want her to, eventually I want to be able to take her to raucous punk rock shows, right, Bailey?
Yeah, she's into it. You can tell right now.
She's into it. Punk rock.
I mean,
she's got a mullet. So she could be in some serious metal, I'm sure.
Definitely. Definitely. Well, you'll show her a few things, I'm sure. Whereas my parents, they introduced me to rock and roll concerts through Kenny Loggins' private concert for a corporate celebration day.
Yeah.
that was like my first live show.
Was he running into the Danger Zone?
Yeah, he played Danger Zone. It was great. It was like the company my dad worked for back in the 80s. They like had $1 billion year or something.
Then, you know?
So they threw a concert and they hired Kenny, what's his name, to come in and play Danger Zone for
Kenny
everyone.
Loggins,
Kenny Loggins.
He's a weird dude.
He's badass. Badass.
Seriously edgy.
Yeah.
Well, let's dive into some.
Yeah, who knows? We might have some Kenny Loggins.
We got some punk here with this guy from let's just check it out. Jay Retard, I think is how you pronounce it.
No, it's Jay Retard.
Jay Retard. Found it on Matador Records website. Very cool.
On the
this,
short bus.
This song's called Seesaw.
Solid.
I like it.
The man is certainly not retarded.
Or handicapped in any way.
Or handicapped in any way. Well, he can at least play a guitar. Yeah. We know that much. And he might.
He might have a learning disability.
Yeah, he might. Most of us do.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that was a great fun, man. Was that the only song they had for download on Matador?
I don't think that was actually available for download on Matador. That's just how I found out about him.
Yes.
And then I went
hunting.
Hype Machine.
Yeah. Hype Machine. Nice.
Yeah.
So. No, that's super cool.
So Andrew Spence, Dr. Spence, assures us he's going to be with us at the next show.
That man's so busy.
He's a busy dude.
Flying all over the world, doing stuff.
Physicing.
Yeah, inserting microchips into cockroaches and, and doing the stuff that needs to be done.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. We got a song here that I got just sort of in his honor. Something that I think would, build his sales a bit.
Oh.
Yes.
Lovely.
It's a beautiful little track. Really, it's a great bit of poetry by a band called Fuck Off. And the song is called Rave is King.
Sweet.
Alcohol, drugs, overdrive, noise, neon lights, party people, revolution, rave is king. Alcohol, drugs, overdrive, noise, neon lights, party people, can you feel it? Rave is king. Alcohol, drugs, neon lights. Can you feel it? Noise, neon lights, party people, revolution, rave is king. Alcohol, drugs, overdrive, noise, neon lights, party people, can you feel it? Rave is king. Alcohol. Overdrive, Noise, Neon Lights, Party People, Revolution, Rave is King, Alcohol, Drugs, Overdrive, Noise, Neon Lights, Party People, Can You Feel It, Rave is King. Alcohol, drugs, overdrive, noise, neon lights, party people, revolution, rave is king, alcohol, drugs, overdrive, noise, neon lights, party people, can you feel it, rave is king, alcohol, drugs, overdrive, noise, neon lights, party people, revolution, rave is king, alcohol, drugs, overdrive, noise, neon lights, party people, can you feel it, rave is king. Rave is king. Rave is king. Alcohol, drugs, overdrive, noise, neon lights, party people, revolution. Rave is king. Alcohol, drugs, overdrive, noise, neon lights, party people, can you feel it? Rave is king. Alcohol, drugs, overdrive, noise, neon lights, party people, revolution, rave is king. Alcohol, drugs, overdrive, noise, neon lights, party people, can you feel it? Rave is king. Alcohol, drugs, overdrive, noise, neon lights, party people, revolution, rave is king. Alcohol, drugs, overdrive, noise, neon lights, party people, can you feel it? Rave is king.
I feel like
there was a message in the song.
Meaningfulness. Something meaningful.
It was important. I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very important.
Overdrive.
Overdrive.
Rave is king. It's like bowl dance.
A what?
A bowl dance.
What's that? Like a Super Bowl?
Doing the bowl dance. Feeling the flow. Working it.
Up, down, and around. Yeah. Circular.
All
good things. Well, that one goes out to the good Doc Spence.
Yeah. So, Spence, if you're out there, will you
implant that song in a squirrel's brain? See how it then jumps off trees?
Overdrive. Yeah. It's a little hypnosis there. I feel like now somebody says one of those words, like, I'm going to start raving.
Yeah. Get out the foam hands. And
like, I've just been hypnotized. Wow. Yeah. So, might be returning to Cali soon.
That's
the big thing.
That is a big thing.
Yeah.
That is a sad, big thing. A big, sad, glorious thing.
Kind of sad. I like London. We've been here for 3 years plus.
Really? Is it just counting? I thought it was two.
No. It's been three.
God, the time flies.
Yeah. We came over February 2nd, 2006. And so we're now in our fourth year. And sometime in the next 2 to 6 months, we'll probably go back. I'm not sure if it's LA or SF.
Yeah.
But it looks like LA is the current winner.
That'll be cool. I'll have someone visit in LA.
Yeah.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah. Do you ever go to LA?
Yeah, on occasion. Fiona loves it. So.
No, she doesn't.
No, she did. She oddly fell in love with LA when we were there. Yeah,
really?
I thought she'd hate it.
Really?
I thought she'd hate it, but she dug it.
Well, the architecture there's some good amazing stuff.
We went on a solid architecture tour over there.
Okay.
And she dug it.
Like I'd say more architects like LA than like SF, actually.
Yeah. Well, great on the individual building, on a basis of individual buildings, but, you know, like everyone says, on the basis of sort of urban planning, it's just crap.
Yeah.
But man, there are some great houses.
We're freaking out. Like, how are you going to live a right now we're living a no-car lifestyle, public transport only.
Yeah.
You can't do that in LA.
No.
You know, you can't really do it in SF either. But
have you ever died?
In LA?
In LA, yeah.
I my car broke down and I was slow to get it fixed. So I was about two weeks maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I almost freaked out. Like, to taking the bus, which a journey which would take a half an hour, when mm-hmm. you take the bus,
mm-hmm.
takes 2 hours.
Jesus, man, that's not even like across town, right?
Oh, it was across town.
Oh, here's straight across.
That
town.
Was from east side to west side.
Man,
but still,
yeah.
So, you know, we'll probably move. We like the east side of LA, but we'll probably move to the west side where mm-hmm. my job's going to be in
mm-hmm.
Venice or yeah. Santa Monica or somewhere near the beach.
That'll be cool, man.
Which
great for, it's great for cycling, too, but no one ever cycles there. No one really bikes.
I'm going to have a bike for sure.
Definitely. You can take that back from London.
Yeah. There's more than that I'll take back, but biking is definitely
mm-hmm.
going to be the big one. Biking, appreciation for football or soccer.
Yeah. And Nigerian Guinness.
Nigerian Guinness. Yeah. My friend Dan. There's a lot of things I'll take back, but yeah.
Well, man, I'm going to have to go back to being a listener on the show.
No.
That's going to be funny.
Well, we can do a call in and record the phone conversation.
Yeah, we could see what we could get away with. Yeah. So what we have up next here?
Well, should we do the Nigerian Guinness Super Challenge?
Yeah.
Or is it sponsored by Magners this week?
Well, no. Let's keep it with the Nigerian Guinness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. True to form.
Secretly we're drinking Magners this week.
Because Nigerian Guinness isn't returning our calls.
We were like, what? We'd be on the podcast. Yeah. Where's the free beer?
We have like all the listeners.
And they're like, So here we go with this week's pick. Thanks, everyone. Oh, I guess
we didn't.
Well, let's do the results from last week's pick. Actually, we had. I don't know if we can get to it at the moment.
I have it right here, actually.
Okay, what happened?
Well,
what was the results and who picked what?
We had two songs. We had the band called The Doves with the song "Break Me Gently,"
mm-hmm.
which was awesome, and we had an equally awesome song called by Skylarkin with the band, the song was called "Somersault Notes." Total of 15 votes. 60% won, and that was Doves with "Break Me Gently." 60% of the votes,
but that's close. 60?
Yeah, 60-40.
I mean, that's pretty close.
Yeah. So, I think that was your win there, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was. Yeah,
that was a mid win.
That was me.
Well, I'm coming back.
That was good though.
This time
we got a fair number of votes. We got more votes than we've had comments, I think, ever. So mm-hmm. clearly, you guys prefer the one click. Submission process of the full comment, but we still like the comments, as you know.
I'm letting you know right now, though, that my pick this week is Ass Kicker.
Okay, so you're gonna rock
it. I'm gonna rock it, and if I don't, well, I think I know where my station in life is.
let's head it up with this week's challenge. Thanks, guys, for voting.
Stone, Mr. Jailer. Oh, I'm talking
cruising.
Yeah, red 8. Okay, so that's the Nigerian Super Challenge. Nigerian Guinness Super Challenge.
Stout Challenge.
Super Stout Challenge.
Of America / UK.
So if you go to the website, you can vote. I've totally revamped the website so it works. You can vote even from an iPod. So if you're listening to it on an iPod, you can still vote. Notesunderground.com. The whole website's different now. You can share the posts on any social site. Let me know if I didn't put a social site that you use, and I'll add it. I can add anything. I just sort of added like some of the big ones, MySpace and Facebook, Dig, Tumblr, StumbleUpon, Twitter, Delicious, Yahoo, Buzz, Google, Mix, Nose Live, Pounce.
Wow. That's everything.
Whatever. This other one's Finn. I don't know about that. So I added a few. I've started to add the blog itself to my Facebook account. Yeah, I know.
Wow.
I just went on Facebook. So
get out the vote.
Get out the vote, yo.
Get out the vote, man.
Yeah, thanks.
The first track was, just to remind y'all, the first track was, the Born Ruffians. Thank you. The song called Soul Brother. And the second track was Asha, you might pronounce it, with a song called Jail.
Cool.
Let us know what you think. We had a ton of comments from the last show.
Yeah.
Many moons ago.
Yeah, should we...
We had a couple great ones from some first-time commenters, too.
Yeah.
That would be Brian, actually, did that. Andrew. He wrote in and said, especially good show. Long-time listener. I was on your Frapper map long ago. First-time contributor. I've been loving a band called the Samuel Jackson 5 out of Oslo lately. Especially tunes from their album Easily Misunderstood. Not necessarily new, but still good and fresh to my ears. Also, definitely...
Sorry, yeah. Autoplay. Go ahead.
Also, definitely go listen to Point Juncture Washington, the band, of course, from Portland, Oregon. They recently put out a new album called Heart to Elk, which is excellent. Reminds me of a combination of Broken Social Scene and Yola Tango.
Sounds great.
That's an awesome recommendation in my book. With sweet lady vocals, interesting song progression. They're one of my favorite bands. Please play them on your next show. Dan, what do you do for a living? Curious from your executive lifestyle comment on the last show. I'm not an executive.
What did you say? What's your executive lifestyle?
I don't remember. I probably just mentioned something about my transcontinental executive lifestyle, which I actually don't have. No, I ride my bike from my house to work. It's a 5-minute ride every day, there and back. No, I don't have a jet or a yacht or a boat or even a dinghy. No, I have a bike. No, I just work for myself. So yeah, thanks for
that. He was probing you for self promotion there. You might as well tell them what your business is called.
Well, Haberdashery London is my business. I have business partners. We're a design company. You can see us on haberdasherylondon.com.
There you go. You gotta go for the plugs when you got them, Dan.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm really bad at that. We're all bad at that in our business. But it probably dooms our business.
Someone's gonna be good at it.
Self promotion. Yeah.
Yeah. You want me to work for you guys and be good at that?
Yeah, sure. If you can get your own way.
No, see, then you guys have to share. That's the thing. I bring business and then you do the business. It doesn't work. Okay.
No, I don't see how it works.
Okay. I'm going to play one of his recommendations here.
Yeah, Ryan, we were able to get Samuel Jackson 5, but we weren't quite able to get in time, Point Juncture, Washington. So
let's close with that then.
Yeah, we'll try and close with that later.
Well, that's it. That's the last song of the night. So
cool.
We can read a few other comments. We got Andrew said especially.
Andrew.
Oh, that was Andrew.
Yeah, Brian down below.
Cougar wrote in as well. Hey, new crew. Wanted to let you know I'm cooking up a good email for you for new 86.
Looking forward to it.
Well, yeah, too late because here we are. And also wanted to let you know I'll leave an audio comment for new 100, whenever that might be. Another great show for my favorite podcast of all time. Keep on trucking, Cougar. Any chance of Dr. Spence or Lee the Dork in the new future?
Definitely a bit of Dr. Spence coming.
Yeah.
Lee the Dork's knee-deep in Babyland, isn't he?
Yeah. It gets the best of all of us. Oh, thanks for listening, everyone. See you in a few weeks.
Yeah, we got some burgers and stuff
to eat now. We're barbecuing. We're pretending like it's summer because we want to.
Because it is.
Because it
is.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is. You get to will it.
Yeah. As a matter of fact.
Yeah.
All right. See you guys.
Okay, cool. I like those songs. Point Juncture, Washington.
Oh, so we can throw it in, maybe?
Yeah.
What did we say we were going to?